Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times.
Where'd it go? What?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Sure.
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
Welcome to another edition of the Side of Fries podcast. I'm Chris alongside Caleb. And today's topic, which we're both kind of excited for. I know, Caleb, you've been gearing up to chomp at the bit for this one. It's the best kids' meal toys of the 90s at McDonald's. So best Happy Meal toys of the 90s at McDonald's.
Yeah, a little bit of a change of pace for us. Not really necessarily talking about food, but an item that used to come with some food when you were a little kid. So pretty excited about this one.
Yeah, it touches on the nostalgia factor. I mean, there's a lot of toys that I could just think of off the top of my head, just not even talking to you about it really. But yeah, and just to specify and reiterate, it is strictly McDonald's toys. I know a lot of people are going to be shouting from the mountaintops about Pokemon, and that's Burger King. We'll get into that some other time. We're just strictly focusing on the McDonald's Happy Meal toys for today.
Absolutely.
But before we start the discussion about the Happy Meal toys, we want to do a little new segment that we decided to start doing, and it's called Food News.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and hit them with the food news,
yeah.
Chris? You want to start it off?
Yeah, let's start it off right here.
Food News, your weekly serving of what's new in food.
Order up. All right, Caleb, start us off with some food news.
So McDonald's this week unveils the Travis Scott meal. I'm not sure if you saw this. I'm pretty sure you did, and I'm pretty sure everyone did, because this is probably one of the biggest things I've seen McDonald's push in a while. And Travis Scott has been all over doing, you know, shoe collaborations with Nike. He's, you know, one of the largest rap artists there is right now. And right now he has a collaboration with McDonald's, and they kind of let him mess with the branding a little bit. But first off, they gave him his own sandwich, which I guess is a little loose term for that, because they gave him a quarter pounder with cheese, and he added some of his favorites, which is bacon and lettuce. So really it's a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon and lettuce. Then the fries come with barbecue sauce, because he's very original and he likes to dip his fries into barbecue sauce because nobody else does that. And then it comes with a Sprite, which normally the default, they ask you what you want to drink, but the default on this is Sprite. It says ask for extra ice, which I think is just a ploy for them to save a little bit of money. But, you know, a lot of people like that. A little extra ice gives that spicy Sprite from McDonald's, gives a little kick.
And then there's merch on here too, right?
Yeah, so on Travis Scott's website, he's known for a lot of merch drops. You know, you go to a concert of Travis Scott, they have some merch there, but then he has some exclusive stuff that goes up on his website that Hypebeast get a hold of, the bots get a hold of, and it resells for a lot of money. I was checking out the website. There's a lot of things on there. There's some jorts with McDonald's logo. There's a ton of t-shirts, hats, rugs. This is really tugging at the Hypebeast heartstrings here. There's some styrofoam cups. There's a lunchbox, and my favorite was the chicken nugget body pillow. So I think he really took like a Supreme drop and just made it McDonald's, but I didn't see much stuff that was sold out, and most things were like $50 to $100. So I think it was a little bit more reasonably priced for him. Maybe because it's with McDonald's, but a big rollout, not just on the McDonald's side, but the Travis Scott side. And then I'm sure you saw there's the Cactus Jack logo that he has that has like the three prongs at the top. McDonald's let him kind of mess with the logo, which is kind of crazy for McDonald's to do, and put a little those three prongs at the top of the McDonald's arches as well.
Word on the street is that chicken nugget pillow is $90.
I know. I don't know if it's worth it, but if you're really into chicken nuggets or you're really into Travis Scott, or you think you can resell it someday, that's probably who's picking that one up.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm going to probably pass on all that merch.
There was a couple shirts that I was like, all right, I could wear that. But, like, again, I would never, like, I would wear it in my house and never outside, because only like a select amount of people would get it anyway, so.
All right, so what's next on the front for the food news?
Yeah, so Buffalo Wild Wings adding 4 new sauces this week, including a pizza wing sauce. So the pizza wing sauce is garlic parmesan dusted with tomato powder basil for the classic pizza flavor without all the carbs. So a little bit of a – that's like their new flavor. And then they have 3 flavors that you've seen on chicken wings before, but maybe not at Buffalo Wild Wings. They have an orange chicken sauce, which is basically an Asian take on an orange chicken, but on a buffalo wing. They have the lemon pepper sauce, which is a wet version of what they already have with the dry rub, basically lemon sauce, lemon pepper sauce. And then they have the new Carolina Reaper blazing sauce, which I think for them, the blazing just as a whole has kind of gotten tired. Like they got past the like, oh, let's get people to just try it because it's really hot.
Yeah.
This is like, Carolina Reaper is like a buzzword almost with people, and they're like, oh, well, let's go try the Carolina Reaper. And I think this is just kind of a refresh on that. But 4 new sauces from B-Dubs.
I was going to say, the orange chicken one kind of sounds intriguing. I wouldn't mind trying that one, but I got to be honest, every one of the other ones not really sounding too appealing in my opinion.
Yeah, I think like the lemon pepper is probably just like them trying to be like Wingstop, I think, a little bit. The pizza wing thing, I think they're probably just out of their lane there. I don't know how many people want that. But and then the Carolina Reaper is just probably the same thing that they already had for Blazin'. So.
And last but not least, one more nugget of news here, no pun intended.
Yeah, so Wendy's unveiling the brand new pub fries, which are really not brand new because they've had this item before. They've just named it different things. But basically it's fries with a warm beer cheese sauce, shredded cheddar, and pieces of applewood smoked bacon on top. It kind of looks like if you were to get an animal style In-N-Out fries, like it kind of looks like that, but, it's a little bit different. There's no like chopped onions or anything like that. But there is bacon on top instead, which probably pretty good. Probably pretty good.
Underrated item. I don't know if it's still on the Wendy's menu. I haven't gotten it in a few years, but chili, cheese, and chips. I don't know if you've ever gotten those.
I've gotten chili, and I've gotten fries, and I've dipped the fries in the chili, if it's anything like that.
So this is basically their take on nachos. So it is literally just nacho chips, chili, cheese, and there you go. Chili, cheese, and chips. I used to get it all the time when I was a kid. It's not too bad. I'm not sure, though, if it's still on the menu, but it used to be because they used to have their taco salad.
Oh, I forget the infamous Wendy's taco salad.
Yes, the infamous Wendy's taco salad with the wedge sour cream in a packet.
Yep.
Yeah.
That wedge sour cream is actually pretty good.
It's not bad at all. Like that's like old school cafeteria style sour cream.
It makes you think that it's like one of those freezy like push-ups, yes, like the grape or orange ones, except it's sour cream.
Which used to screw me up as a kid because I would always get it mixed up because obviously when you're little, you can't really read too well until you get a little older. And I would think, oh man, I got, you know, sour cream. And then it's like a freaking grape popsicle. I'm like, God damn it, you know? That sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably better than you think it was a popsicle and then you end up eating sour cream. So.
Well, knowing me and how weird I am with dairy products, I probably would have loved that.
You'd
even
just
more.
Be like, sour cream. All right.
Sour cream. So there you have it. That's the food news segment here on the Side of Fries podcast. But let's get down to brass tacks here and talk some toys, and let's talk some Happy Meal toys specifically. So what do we got first on the list here tonight?
Yeah, so before we jump into this list, I just want to kind of we were trying to figure out, you know, we segmented it to McDonald's, and then we were kind of trying to figure out how to line it up. So these aren't in like a power ranking order.
Okay.
This is in a by the year order. So we're going to start with the oldest and then we'll come to the newest.
Okay.
But they are all in the 90s.
Nice. Okay. I was trying to figure out the order that you did because, full disclosure, you worked on the outline this week. I didn't touch it. I didn't look at it. You kind of set it up for a surprise. So I don't know what's coming. You're going to list them all off, and I'm just going to kind of be, taken back as to what you chose here.
Yeah, and you might not agree with some of the items. I think number 2 you probably won't agree with, but there's some things that I remember from being a kid. So kick it off here with number 1. We have the Changeables from 1991. So these were basically Transformer-ish toys. they weren't necessarily labeled as Transformers, but they had that vibe where they could kind of like change shape from one thing to another. But they were McDonald's food items. So you have the photo in front of you, but you know, they had the hot cake box that turned into a like a flying bird. They had the fry box that turned into a walking, I don't know. They had basically some of these things turned into like dinosaurs, but that's kind of a loose term too, because some of these things look like nothing, but they had a blue dinosaur that was in a cheeseburger. They had a Big Mac that turned into something, but pretty much it's just food items that turned into some sort of dinosaur head that popped out of it.
I was going to say the Happy Meal looks like a horse, does not look like a dinosaur. So it is, it is definitely not a dinosaur in my opinion. The cup, which is probably the soda cup, looks like a lesser version of Barney. So
Barney.
I guess you could call it Arnie. I mean, I don't know.
So when I was looking through these, I like thought to myself, maybe not so much the best as in, yeah, I can play and like really have fun with these, but the ones that I remember keeping and having in like our toy chest. And I remember that fry box that yes. turned into whatever. I had that one sitting in there forever. And I don't know why, I rarely played with it, but it's one that I kept.
So the only two that I really distinctly remember is the fry one, and then the cheeseburger guy.
Yep, I remember we had the cheeseburger too, and I think we might have had the hotcakes box and maybe the Happy Meal.
I was going to say the hotcakes box looks familiar. I don't remember the ice cream cone. Personally, the ice cream cone looks like a Smurf hiding under some ice cream. So some of these kind of look like dinosaurs. Some of them look like other like knockoff characters in other cartoons.
Right. And full disclosure too, I was in 91, I was one or two depending on the month that these came out. So you got to think I'm not very large. So if this ended up in my house for the most part, either my mom ordered a Happy Meal or somebody's parent had a Happy Meal. And because it used to be a thing like parents would keep toys and be like, here, go take them to Timmy's mom because they need some toys. So somehow it ended up in my house. So
yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I actually personally own these items, but I remember my babysitter in the summer having all these items. Her kids were a little older than us, and I remember playing with these as a kid.
Right.
All right. What's next on the docket here for the Happy Meals?
Yeah. So number two here, not the most exciting content for a toy.
probably didn't
take long, but I had all of these items in our house and we actually use them kind of. It's the Nature's Watch, which is basically a way that McDonald's just provided toys to make kids go outside. So there was like a little plastic rake shovel. It's kind of like, you know, you buy your kid like the lawnmower, but it just has the balls that pop up. Like
yeah,
you're not really mowing the lawn. This is like one of those things where you're not really shoveling with it. You just have it. But then there's a couple other pieces. There's like a water sprinkler to like put water on flowers that would probably hold about one cup of water. And the one that I remember and we had hanging up forever was the hummingbird feeder. Or the bird feeder. I'm sorry, not hummingbird feeder.
It looks like a hummingbird feeder, though.
It does kind of, yeah. That's it's in the same shape, but I remember we put – my grandpa was always huge on feeding the birds, and he would literally, you know, however many day-old bread, he would crumble it up and throw it outside for the birds to eat. So he was always big on bird seed and having birds around, so he loved helping us out and fill that one up and put it outside.
Yeah, I have no recollection of these items whatsoever. Like, I don't remember any of these. Like, I'm trying to remember these. Like, they just don't look familiar. So, you're a little older than me, but not by much, but.
Not by, yeah, a year. There's also a mini greenhouse, too, which I think I remember putting a little bit of dirt. Nothing could really grow because the base wasn't very big, but I think I remember all of these.
Yeah. The next item, though, that you have on here, I somewhat remember and I somewhat don't remember, which. I guess I just remember like a few specific items on here. So,
yeah. So this one's Batman cars, and there were four different cars in the set. One was a Batmobile, one was a Catwoman mobile, I guess you would call it. Because I don't know, she doesn't actually have a car in Batman, does she?
No. And this is for, I think this is to promote Batman Returns, the 1992 sequel to Batman. So Tim Burton's Batman with Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito, Michelle Pfeiffer, Christopher Walken.
And because of that, the Penguin, and he has an umbrella car, and then there's a Batman jet car. But the two that I specifically remember owning, and we might have had all four, we probably did, but the Penguin umbrella car, another one of those toys that we just kind of had sitting in the chest that for whatever reason we kept, and then the Batmobile. And the reason I remember that is because there was a little button on the back, and it was like connected in the middle with a spring, so you could like shoot the Batmobile into two pieces, which as a Batmobile, not functional at all, right? So, but as a toy, really cool, because anything like projectile as a kid, you're like astounded by, especially at like 2-3 years old.
So I don't remember the Mr. Penguin, or yeah, the Mr. Penguin car. I don't remember the actual Batmobile, but for some reason, I remember the Catwoman, like, guess car, because it's not. Yeah, I mean, I remember that for some reason. I don't know why. Once again, another item that was at my babysitter's in the, in the summer and stuff that we used to play with. Apparently, my babysitter went to McDonald's a lot and took her kids there a lot because that's kind of where I remember a lot of these items. Obviously, at that point, I'm only like 2 or 3 years old, so how would I remember these? But I do remember the Catwoman one specifically, and I guess I kind of remember the Batman jet car, but I just don't remember the Penguin umbrella car, even though that's a pretty good-looking car. Like, I mean, I feel like that would probably be one of the more rare items. Because you know how, like, when Happy Meals come out, like, there's always the one item that, like, you get constantly, yep. And there's always the one item that you don't see a lot, and you're like, man, what the heck? Like, I feel like that probably would have been that item.
Yeah, and back in the day, like, I remember distinctly I don't think for any of the items on this list, McDonald's, but Burger King had a couple, and we would, like, go around town to different restaurants to see, because, like, they wouldn't always have the same toys at the same time. Or maybe they might have some left over because they didn't sell as many and you'd go get one. But there'd be times where there'd be a toy set and we would actually go to like different stores and be like, first question, do you have the Batmobile? No. And then we'd pull off and try to go in another one. But like that's pre-social media. I mean, you could have called, but like at that point it was just, you know, you're out and about. You just kind of go do that and then you go across town and try and get it.
Yeah, I was just going to say like the hunt back then was legitimately a hunt. Like we're going to get into it with the Inspector Gadget and I'll talk more about that because I definitely have an experience with that. But I just remember the hunt for that was just bananas, man. Like you couldn't, you know, obviously you could call, but you couldn't do any sort of research online or anything like that. Like, you know, internet's kind of in its infancy at that point. And now I think you could definitely facilitate building a whole set without even going to the store. You could just buy it online on Facebook or eBay or wherever, you know.
Right. You got people that would just go buy 10 Happy Meals and put them up on eBay or some Facebook group or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like I can remember constantly like, you know, getting the same item over and over and be like, God dang it. Like
yep.
And being pissed about it. My dad would always have the balls to ask if like, you know, they had different items and if we could exchange it. But sometimes even if you did do that, they maybe just had one of that item and that's it. Like that's all they had. They didn't have any different ones. They're all duplicates for that week because I know a lot of those, you know, Happy Meals, they would release them on waves. So like, mm-hmm. you know, the Batmobile would be released this week and then the next week it would be that Catwoman mobile and then the following week Mr. Penguin, you know, so it wouldn't all be released all at the same time to get you to keep going back in there on a weekly basis.
Right. And, this is back to spoiler. We don't have any girl toys on the list just because that wasn't what we were into. And I would say the majority of the toys that came out were either male focused or unisex focused, I would say. But sometimes they would have one of each, so they'd have a girl and a boy toy, and you would say it's for a boy or it's for a girl, and that only lasted a little bit. But sometimes there would be girl-only toys, and you'd be like, oh, I don't want to go to McDonald's. They just have the girl toys right now. So, like, you wouldn't even go.
I was going to say, didn't they have, like, you know, I have a sister, so, and obviously you don't. Did they, I'm trying to remember, I recall, like, them always having some sort of, like, Barbie-themed sort of thing.
Yes.
Obviously my sister would be huge on that. I don't know if there was, like, My Little Pony. I want to say
there was a My Little Pony. The one that I actually remember, too, that didn't make the list, there was a it was like a spinner that it was some kind of Disney princess or something like that.
Yeah.
But you would drop it and the arms would fly out and it would kind of helicopter down slowly to the ground.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that was like cool for kids and just to like, it's like a science, you know, experiment just to see how that kind of works. So
the next item that you have on the list, I probably born in the 90s had this at some point in their life.
Yep. Yeah, and everybody had it, and when I say best toys of the 90s, I'm not saying that you had to go home and play with this item, but it was best because it had so much staying power in your home, and that's the Halloween buckets. And I listed this as early 90s because they had these come out at least two or three times in the early 90s, and basically there was three versions. There was the orange pumpkin, there was the green witch, and then there was the white ghost, and basically, your kid's meal would come in the bucket, so it was kind of like a space-saving thing, too. So you'd get this bucket, and you would take it home, and it was supposed to be like your trick-or-treat bucket for Halloween that year. And sometimes you'd use it, sometimes you wouldn't. I think I might have used it once or twice. And
same.
Then it would go, yeah, and then it would like go in your house and just kind of sit there, and you'd be like, why do we still have that bucket? And it'd just be sitting somewhere, but you see this, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, I had the pumpkin, and I think my sister had the ghost. I always wanted the witch because green was my favorite color, but my mom and dad would always be like, it's a girl thing because it's a witch. So I'd always be denied that that bucket. But I remember that freaking pumpkin sat in our shed for years, like just sat in there and collected dust. And eventually, you know, parents throw your items out and you forget all about it. So I don't know what happened to that bucket, but I definitely do remember using it for a few you know, for a few Halloweens.
Yep. I think the white ghost kind of looks like Homestar Runner too. But yeah. The one thing that with these buckets is like, I don't even remember the lids because
I don't
think everybody just kind of, they just lost the lids.
Yeah. I think I lost it or I took it off and, you know, I thought it was stupid and couldn't get into the candy as fast, you know, with it being on there.
Yeah, because the witch ones, it's kind of like a hat and the pumpkin's kind of like carved like a pumpkin. The ghost one is literally carved like a pumpkin too, so that doesn't make sense. But the other two are kind of cool.
Yeah, I just noticed that. That's kind of weird. I think I was reading up on this item one time, and I think they stopped actually like selling this to the public all the way up until like 2013. So it had some staying power where, you know, it was a bit of a tradition, and, you know, kids were getting it. Now, obviously, I don't frequent McDonald's too much to, you know, look for Happy Meal items, so I don't really remember it being out, you know, in that 2013 range, but kind of remarkable that it lasted that long.
I'll have to ask my mom someday because, truth be told, she still orders kids' meals every once in a while because she says, it's the perfect amount of food for me. So, like, she'll go there and get a kids' meal. So I think she'll, like, save the toys and give them to people. But
yeah, I think that's a mom thing to do. My mom would do that too. Like, you know, it's just enough fries and this and that. Yep. Yeah. All right, so the next item that you got on here, I'm excited to talk about because I definitely remember these items.
Yes, and these toys, I think, it's kind of a loose term to call them toys because they were kind of more figurines, but along the same lines of being in the Halloween theme was the McNugget Buddies and the Halloween-specific ones that were in 1993. So the McNugget Buddies were actually a toy that debuted, I think, in 1988 at McDonald's. But this version in 1993, it was pretty much the same thing except all Halloween themed. So you had a mummy, a Frankenstein, a jack-o'-lantern, a witch, a ghost, a Dracula. And they had some, like, interchangeable parts that kind of, like, pop on and pop off. And they didn't really fit on each other, but I guess that was kind of the idea to kind of mix and match kind of stuff. But there was, like, six different versions, and basically they were kind of figurines, and I don't remember necessarily like playing with these as much as I remember seeing them and like having them not displayed, but like in the toy chest, kind of like
just there. Them. Yeah. Just there. This was another item. Babysitter had this item as well. Like most of these toys, early 90s, you know, I'm still young. And so, like I said, our kids are older and all these toys were definitely items that like me and my sister would play with. I definitely remember the Dracula, the vampire, McNugget Buddy.
So that's the one I specifically remember the most, and that I know for sure we had.
Yeah, I definitely remember playing with that one. I want to say I played with the ghost one too. Is that a ghost or is that a mummy? The one with the spider on top of his head.
That's a mummy.
Mummy. Okay, I definitely remember that one. I don't really remember the other ones, specifically the ghost one with the hat. But yeah, I definitely remember these. And I think if I'm not mistaken, her kids also had the ones from the 80s because she had like at that point I was like maybe what 5 or 6 when I started going to her, you know, in the summer, and her kids were like teenagers at that point. So they were little, they were obviously older than me and my sister. And I remember them having all those McNugget buddy, like the old school McNugget buddies.
Right. And one thing with this item too, that we can talk about is with the Happy Meal, and you can kind of see a photo of this one specifically on our Twitter and Instagram at Side of Fries Podcast, is that they would kind of theme the Happy Meal box based on what toys were out for that section of the year. So this was like a very like spooky season, like Halloween. They had all the McNugget buddies. They had like, you could break down the box and play games like word hunts and things like that. But the artwork was always really cool to me.
Yeah, I was going to say the artwork on all of the Happy Meals were always, I always thought really like just a lot of time put into it. Now it's just it's kind of a cop out where it's just like, you know, your red Happy Meal box. I guess it kind of went back to the old school style, but you know, I remember like anytime there was a movie out, like if it was Toy Story or if it was Monsters Inc. or anything like that, like that box would be the theme of, you know, whatever movie that came out. Then sometimes you would get the McDonald's stores that didn't do that and they just gave it in a paper bag and you're just like, well, that's not fun. Cause I think that's kind of what kind of stood McDonald's apart from Burger King and, you know, Taco Bell when they used to do toys and KFC is like their Happy Meal box. It was a box and like, you know, I can remember Burger King. It was just in a bag, a brown paper bag, you know, it wasn't anything special.
Not very good quality.
Yeah, yeah. Like there wasn't as much time invested as the you know, as the Happy Meal at McDonald's was.
Yeah, and they did that artwork so much too that like you said, like now it's just the red with the smiley face with the golden arch like handle. Like I remember being like, oh, that's the classic. Like I would know because they never really did that when I was a kid because it was always like art filled. Like it had something on it based on what the toys were.
Yeah. All right, next item you got on here. I'm really sad that I don't remember this because around this time, you know, I'm 5 years old. I should be able to remember this. I definitely was a big fan of this. What 90s kid, specifically, a you know, being a boy, was not into this? And you have on here for the next item.
Yeah, so there's a little speculation that I was trying to figure out with this item, and I distinctly remember having 1 to 3 of these. And it was the Power Rangers toys at McDonald's from 1995. And that was like, for me, peak Power Rangers was like 95, 96
sure.
when I was really watching. So I was always like, Red Ranger all day. My brother would always do anything blue. Anything red was me. So Red Ranger, I'd always have that. So the speculation is, I saw that this wasn't a Happy Meal toy necessarily, that you could add it and purchase it separately.
So it was like the gold Pokemon card then.
Yes.
Because that wasn't a toy. It was a toy, but it wasn't a toy that you got in a meal.
Right. So I think these were a little bit higher, I guess, quality. They're a little bit larger items, but you had blue, red, yellow, black, pink, white, like all of them, and they kind of had their... And I haven't obviously watched Power Rangers in a long time, but like their method of transportation was like they could sit in it.
So I was going to say this has got to be a little bit more into the Power Rangers because this is the white Power Ranger on here and green Power Ranger came first, didn't it? Because the green Power Ranger is bad and then the white Power Ranger is good. Like he transitions to the white Power Ranger and becomes good. I know we're nerding out here with Power Rangers, but...
Well, I was going to say, I think I also... I don't think I had the Pink Ranger, but I remember I kind of wanted it because I, like, had a crush on the Pink Ranger, I think.
Do you remember the two girls' names in Power Rangers?
No, I don't anymore.
Wasn't it Kimberly and Katrina? I think it was. The Pink Ranger was definitely Kimberly because, like you, I had a crush, too. But I honestly do not remember these items. Maybe, yeah, like you said, there's some speculation here as to it being an item that you could purchase. Honestly, it looks like a good enough toy where you would have to purchase it. It kind of looks too good.
Yeah.
Too good to be in your actual Happy Meal.
But the marketing piece does say with purchase of large sandwich or Happy Meal. So
maybe
that makes me wonder if it was a certain price with the purchase or it came with those things. But they definitely wouldn't have given it with a large sandwich. You wouldn't just get the toy, I wouldn't think. But
gotcha. Well, the next item that you got on here kind of seems like it might be the same sort of case, because obviously I remember when this movie came out. What 90s kid doesn't remember this movie? And what 90s kid doesn't revere this movie? But I don't remember this being in a Happy Meal.
So this, again, was another item, and they did have some Space Jam toys that were just in the Happy Meal. But I remember these ones specifically you could purchase for extra, and they had basically Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Lola Bunny, and the blue
the blue monster.
The blue monster, yeah. So you could purchase these extra, and the reason I put this on the list is because I remember my mom would, like, if we would win anything at a claw machine or we would get any kind of stuffed animal at the fair or whatever, she would keep them in, like, their bedroom. They had this, like, corner holder, and she would keep them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely remember the Daffy Duck one just hanging out there, and I can't remember where we got it, but then I was like, oh, it must have been McDonald's back in 1996.
Kind of odd that they chose the blue monster. Like, I don't even feel like he's, like, the most popular monster.
No, he's, like, the dumb guy.
Yeah, no one likes that monster. It's the short guy that's Muggsy Bogues. Because, you know, all of these monsters in the movie they're modeled after basketball players. So the blue guy, I think, isn't the blue guy Patrick Ewing? I think it is, because he's in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be one of the centers that they stole their power. So.
Yeah, because he's a tall guy, and he kind of looks like he has a flat top, and Muggsy Bogues had a flat top back in the day. But, yeah, you're right. I don't really remember these items too well. The Daffy Duck one, maybe just because you mentioned it, it does kind of look familiar, but I don't remember. Even the blue monster kind of looks familiar, but, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Like you said, like, you don't remember exactly where it came from, but you just remember the item, and I think maybe that might be the case right now.
Yeah, and I think I was kind of enthralled with, like, you could, like, take off the jersey, and I know that I was, like, obviously a kid, but I was too big, and I thought I could, like, take off the jersey and, like, wear, I don't know, like, put it on. But, like, also the jersey says Space Jam, and it doesn't even say Toon Squad, so why I would want that, I don't know. But
It does say Space Jam, not Toon Squad.
Yeah, which, you know, sometimes when they do those items, they kind of, like, dumb them down so that, like, Space Jam would be like, well, I don't want to hurt the brand, so it's going to have to say Space Jam on it. You know.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah, it's like that imitation, like, they'll sell, like, replica-ish, like, Toon Squad shirts at, like, Kmart, but they don't look exactly the same, and it's that kind of
thing. Yeah, yeah. All right, next item on this list, you could argue
this
created the craze or added to the craze? I don't know.
This has to be, when I was doing some research, the most amount of McDonald's toys that they probably have given out at any given season, because this went along with the Thai Beanie Babies craze, and it was the Thai Teeny Beanie Babies. So this was in 1997, and pretty much what happened was kind of the same thing we just talked about with Space Jam protecting the brand, is that the guy, the owner of Thai, was like, well, I don't really want to give out full-size Beanie Babies, but we'll do something different. And they pretty much took what the big Beanie Babies looked like and just made them a little bit smaller, and gave out 10 of them. And what I read is basically they gave out, like, millions of these things in, like, the first week, and they said they potentially could have given out, like, a billion of these things over the course of whenever they had them.
What?
Yeah, in the course of April 11th to May 15th, 1997, they gave out so many that they would, like, I remember when it was going on.
I do too.
We went to McDonald's, and there would literally be times where you wouldn't get a toy in the kids' meal because they were out. Or they would give you, like, a toy from the last season
that they had left over, yeah.
Yeah, just because they didn't have any of these Teeny Beanie Babies. And, you know, I saw a photo where there was, like, 1,000 people in a McDonald's just to get them.
I hated that. You're expecting one item, and then you get something else, and you're like, what the heck, man? I came here for Toy Story, not freaking Beanie Babies. I mean, obviously Beanie Babies were cool and so everybody wanted that, but you know what I mean? Like I was coming right there for one specific item and I got something different. Like that would
piss me off.
Yeah.
I wasn't coming for the McNuggets and the orange lava burst, although I also was coming for that. But that's back when the McNuggets, remember before they were all white meat?
Yeah.
And they had like, I remember I would only eat the white meat ones, so I would like bite into it and see. And then if it wasn't, I would throw it away or give it to my brother. So there'd be times where I would get none or like one chicken nugget in the four piece.
You know, I never got the chicken nugget Happy Meal. I always got the burger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't really into chicken nuggets at that point, but like what kid isn't into chicken nuggets? I just don't remember getting. I think my sister, she always had to be different, so she probably got the McNuggets and then I would probably steal them. I don't know. I don't really remember, but I do remember these teeny Beanie Babies. I never understood the craze of Beanie Babies. I just don't understand why people lost their mind and like literally divorces are being, you know, that infamous picture of like there's a divorce and they're dividing out their Beanie Baby collection. Like, never understood it. Don't get it. But my sister had a few of these. I remember her for sure. She had that seal and I want to say she had the flamingo as well. But I think this was an item that, you know, I got one of these Beanie Babies and I was just like, here you go. I don't want it. You know, that sort of
thing. They were honestly pretty crappy compared to the real thing. I mean, they probably had like three beans in them.
Yeah. But yeah. I remember the seal being like basically a stuffed animal, not having any beans in it. It was kind of crappy, but like she thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I feel like it kind of catered more to girls than guys. I mean, like, I don't know. Like,
well, you see, Chris, I had a couple Beanie Babies. Let me tell you.
Oh my God, you would.
We would go. There was a card store in Canton South where we would get like baseball cards.
Yep.
And they always had the like Beanie Babies section and something like we would go in there and like once every couple weeks, my grandma would be like, all right, you can get one. And they'd have like the Princess Diana, the Peace Bear, like all the like expensive ones up top. And then it'd be like the bull and like the $10 ones that like everybody had. But, you know, everybody got Beanie Baby because they're like, well, these are going to be worth a lot of money someday. And like none of them are, especially these, because if you look on eBay, you can get them for like 10 cents because there were so many of them.
I was going to say bigger scam of the 90s, Pokemon cards where they're going to be worth a lot someday or Beanie Babies.
I mean, from a resale value and like duping people, it's Beanie Babies. But because Pokemon cards, like even if you don't sell them, like if you're into that, that was kind of a fun game anyway. Like me and my brother used to go to Toys R Us and like they have Pokemon nights and you could go like battle people. And one time my brother got a card stolen. He like traded for a Japanese Mew card and some kid like stole it and then told the people at Toys R Us and they're like, yep, nothing we can do about that. And they just left.
Dude, so it got so bad at our school that they told us like, we get detentions if we bring our Pokemon cards because kids were stealing Pokemon cards. I remember my one dude, he got his Charizard stolen and his mom was pissed. And we went to a Catholic school.
That's what would happen. And like, I remember like fifth grade, like show and tell, I brought in my like Pokemon card collection and like showed it off and like had it on the counter. But hindsight, I'm like, somebody could have just stolen.
Right.
All of that.
I'm just straight out of your backpack. Yeah. Man, yeah, I would probably say Pokemon cards still have value because, you know, the Pokemon Go craze coming back. And Charizard, I think, still kind of goes for, you know, the value of what it used to be. I think it used to be like 50 to 100 bucks if you had like the first gen. I know we're kind of nerding out here, but yeah.
I don't know like the grading on them, but like you can still get 50 to
for sure
100 bucks for a not that nice one. And then you could probably get like a couple hundred bucks above that.
But yeah, Beanie Babies, I totally remember this craze. I totally remember people just losing their minds, going bonkers over these bananas or these Beanie Babies. And I don't understand. I just never understood it. Never really made sense to me. I always kind of thought they were stupid. But I do remember going into the card shops and seeing that tie sign hanging from the ceiling. And you knew that they were a Beanie Baby retailer.
Yep. And well, you still see, like, you go to, like, one of those stores that sells like the live, laugh, love signs. And they have like a tie section of like, I don't know what they're selling these days, but like tie's still selling something.
Those are all like the shops. I know some of the listeners here, they're not from Ohio or Pennsylvania or Indiana, but those are some of the shops that you see like in the Amish country areas where like that's all they have in the Amish country is like live, laugh, love signs. Oh, by the way, we sell Beanie Babies too. Like, just weird assortments of items.
I just imagine like a wife and husband and like the wife's like got all the live, laugh, love signs and the husband's like, you know what we should add? We should get some Beanie Babies. Like,
Uncle Sam Beanie Baby here goes for about $25.50. All right, so the next item on here, dude, there was so many like imitations of these items, and I don't know if this was the first one or if this was an imitation, but I can literally go down the list of all the imitations that I owned, and like, it's just. I don't know. It wasn't even like an item that I wanted. I just remember like one day it had my birthday and my mom gave me this item and I was like, oh, I haven't heard about this. Like,
and it was one of those toys that like, you know, like the Tickle Me Elmo, like they got like really popular and like sold out
Furbies,
really quick.
Yeah.
Furbies sold out really quick. Like this was an item that was like kind of at the front of the store and like 10 to 15 bucks. So like everyone could like get one and, they had so many different kinds of them, and nobody really cared as much which kind they had. They just cared that they had one.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, so we should just reveal what the item is because we're not really talking. We didn't have it revealed. We're just talking about it. It's the Tamagotchi.
Yeah, the Tamagotchi toy. And it's like a mini version of it, just like
they – wasn't the legit Tamagotchi, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So well, go ahead. I was going to say, I remember there being like three different knockoff versions of this item.
Well, I don't know what knockoff version you had, but I had a Men in Black one where it was like you took care of a little alien.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. What did you have?
Well, I was thinking like there was Gigapets, there was Nanopets, and then there was Tamagotchis. I had a I remember having a Gigapet and Nanopets weren't Happy Meal items, but I remember having a Gigapet and it was a cat. And I remember I got it for my birthday and my mom was like, it was 98. So I was 8 years old. My mom gave it to me and I just remember like, what is this? And she's like, oh, it's a new thing. It's a virtual pet. And I remember like my cat died like 2 days later.
Every time. Because like you'd like, well, first off, you would know there was no consequence and you could just do it again.
Yeah.
But like, oh, it's time to feed my cat. You push the button, feed the cat. Oh, it's time to walk the cat or work out the cat or whatever your specific toy said. Okay, I pushed the button and it would like have like health meters and stuff like that. But yeah, the little toys, the one thing that I thought was weird about Tamagotchi in general is that it's like a keychain and kids don't really have keys.
That's how the Gigapet and Nanopets were too.
Yeah. I mean, some of them would like clip to your backpack, but this one specifically had like a keychain holder and it's like, I don't think kids are really. You know, some people would have like a house key, but not that many people back in the 90s. It would just kind of either you left your house open or like your parents would be home when you got there, or, you know.
Yeah, I remember like leaving this in my book bag and like recess time, opening it up and being like, oh man.
Dead again.
God dang it. Or he pooped and it like has like.
Oh, I forgot about cleaning up the poop.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he was mad because you didn't clean the poop up.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, I would always kind of wish for it to. I thought that, I mean, as a, what, 8-year-old, 7-year-old, I thought that was funny that it pooped, so.
I don't remember the Tamagotchi toy, like, specifically, like, the Happy Meal ones, but I want to say maybe I had it because I had a Gigapet, and then I eventually acquired a Nano somehow, and then I acquired a Tamagotchi. And I want to say the Tamagotchi was probably – no way in hell my parents bought me all three. Like, I probably, you know, got the Tamagotchi and a Happy Meal, and then someone probably gave me the Nano Pet. I know the Gigapet for sure I was given to.
Yeah.
But I don't – like, I don't really remember – I remember it, but I don't remember, like, what specifically – the thing was that you were taking care of. So you said it was Men in Black.
Mine was the one that not the Tamagotchi from McDonald's, but like the real one that I owned.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to say, cause I thought Men in Black, I remember when the movie came out, I think Burger King was actually.
Oh, we'll get to that on another episode.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, but yeah, I remember having them. They weren't like as functional. They weren't as cool. Screen was smaller, but the whole idea, like Tamagotchi had a pretty big run there for like a short period of time. It didn't last too long, but
so Next item on the list, I got to be honest, I know I probably pushed for this more because you were kind of telling me a little bit about the list, and I kept telling you, this has got to be on the list, this has got to be on the list. It didn't seem like, to me, you were too adamant about it as I was. Maybe it was just because I was totally a part of the hunt, and that was the Inspector Gadget Happy Meal.
Yeah, and I think for me, I actually had to text my brother and say, did we have this? And he said, yes. And
okay.
I know you're going to talk more about it than me, but I remember, go ahead, tell them what it is. And then I'll give you my little
deep dive. So personally, I think it's probably one of the greatest Happy Meals because you are building, you're building a figurine, like you're building a guy, but the way you build this guy is you acquire a piece, and it's basically, like I said, like Happy Meal would only release a piece at a time, and this is what they did. They would release a piece at a time, and it had 8 pieces, and each piece was part of the figurine, the Inspector Gadget. So if you know anything about Inspector Gadget has all these gadgets. He is a crime-fighting guy, and all his gadgets have some sort of function. So there is one of the pieces is a squirt gun. One of them is actually a watch, which is his waistband. The other one is a screwdriver. Another one is like a cell phone. Like, so there was some functions to it. One of them, I think, was like a top. But I remember specifically going all over the place trying to get these items. And I remember the hardest item to get was the hat and the squirt gun. I don't know why. I remember my mom's friend was in New Jersey, and she called my mom up and goes, I know Christopher's looking for the squirt gun. They have it at this McDonald's. You want me to get it? And she's like, yeah, get 3. Because my sister and my dad was all about collecting it too. We kind of got him into it. But he was like, I'm not going to open mine up. I'm going to save it because it's going to be a collector's item one day. Because my dad like felt like every freaking item was a collector's item. And so he still – like we still have his Inspector Gadget. My dad's are all in the – and never been open. Mine is open, obviously. My sister's, I think she ended up throwing it out. But this was like – it was a long, arduous process getting all these items. Like I remember specifically like we would go to McDonald's. Like I said, my dad was all about it. Like he was like trying to get all these items for us. I think he was more into it than we were, but – I remember the day I got the final item and I was just like, yes. And it was the hat. And I was like, so fulfilled. I was so excited. And like the movie itself, the Inspector Gadget movie with Matthew Broderick, it was like, okay, but
it was like, terrible. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I always liked the cartoon. So I think maybe I liked it a little bit more than the average kid, but that I like this item. It's a good item, man. I'm telling you, like I still have it to this day. It's down in my mom and dad's basement.
So first I want to say the assembled piece does not look like Inspector Gadget to me.
Not whatsoever, no.
Okay.
It's got the trench coat. It's got the, you know, it's got the hat and everything, but it really doesn't look like Inspector Gadget, no.
Right. And I remember, I think maybe the reason I wasn't as hyped about this was – I remember getting like the body piece and like maybe an assortment of the other ones, but I don't think we ever assembled the whole thing. And then there's like, is that like a number 7? Is that like a backpack or it like shot something?
So number 7 acted as a cell phone. Like it's a cell phone. Yeah. It's supposed to be a cell phone. Obviously it's not functional. But yeah,
they were giving out McDonald's toys used to be really nice. So yeah.
Number 2 is like a grabber. So like, you know, you could, I guess, I remember the commercial, you could like pick up a french fry with it. So if you see like the little, like just to describe it to the listeners, it had like an extension because it's Inspector Gadget and there's a little red piece and you would push it down and it would open and close the hand. So the hand like, you know, actually functioned and you would pick it up with your french fry. That's how they would show it on the commercials to promo the Happy Meal.
And piece number 3 is a WWE championship belt. Tell them what's number 4 then.
So number 4 is like a flathead screwdriver. Number 5 is another part of the leg, and number 5 is a flashlight. And then gotcha. Number 6 is the squirt gun, and then the body itself with the head on it. I think it was like a top. And then number eight, I really don't know what the function was. Like, obviously,
didn't it shoot off and spin? No,
I think it did. Yeah, I mean, obviously, in the movie, he has a helicopter in his hat, so right. That's what that's from.
So I don't remember what all they did, which is weird. Because, so maybe it's 1999. I'm 9, almost 10. Maybe I was above it. You think maybe at that point?
Like maybe I remember. Yeah, I mean, I remember it came out in the summertime.
Was I on to eating Big Kids meals at that time?
Mighty Kids meals, right?
Mighty Kids meals.
They don't even have Mighty Kids meals anymore.
I know.
Did they like not include a toy in the Mighty Kids meal? Where they?
I don't think they did. They just it was like double cheeseburger, fries, no toy because you're old. Like that was all it was. More food because you're big.
I remember liking it because it was a double cheeseburger, but being kind of pissed because you didn't get a toy.
I remember sometimes we'd go to McDonald's or Burger King and we'd be like, can we get the Mighty Kids meal? No, just a regular kids meal today, kids. Like, oh, no.
Dude, the one thing I can always remember McDonald's, like Happy Meals, like the one thing I always associate it with is the orange Hi-C.
Oh, the lava burst?
Oh, God.
Still a tragedy that they got rid of that.
Oh, dude, my dad was hardcore into that. Like, loved it. Like, strictly would go to McDonald's just to get the lava burst.
Yeah, and that was, I mean, McDonald's drinks in general, they, like, filter the water and it tastes better. But that was, like, the best orange lava burst.
Oh, my God.
And you can get it at, like, those, I think, was it Wendy's? Some other fast food places have, like, the Coke machines.
The soda fountains that are like high tech.
Yeah, and it does not taste the same. No drinks out of those fountains taste good. So pretty. Can you guys just get rid of those? Actually.
Yeah, like I think the idea of those are good, but the actual functionality of them are terrible.
Right.
So I was wondering because there's a few items that I'm thinking of that are off the list. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if they were omitted because they were 2000 items and maybe 99 and 2000, 2001. They kind of blend together when you're a kid because you're not very. You're not really too old. You're old, but you're not old enough to kind of really remember like specifics, right? Furbies. Was that a 2000 item?
No.
Okay.
Furbies was, I think, 99. I didn't include it because I remember I was not into the Furby craze, and we got some of the Furby toys, and I was like, these don't do anything. Like, I think
they were
you, like,
stupid.
Yeah, you, like, wound them up maybe from the side, and they, like, would walk or something. It was like they didn't do the eye thing, and...
Yeah, they weren't. My sister liked them, but since Caleb didn't like them, they weren't popular.
That's the list of the best kids' meal toys, not just a list of kids' meal toys. Thanks, Chris. The best.
So there you have it, Caleb's version of the best Happy Meal toys of the 90s. If you have a problem with this list, as I do, tweet at Caleb and tweet at the Side of Fries podcast. But also make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. Like I said, you give us a 5-star rating, Caleb will buy you some nacho fries from Taco Bell. I know he hasn't agreed to it, but I'll try to finagle some out of it.
You know what? I'll promise I'll buy him a Mexican pizza.
Oh, R.I.P. Till November 5th. Till November 5th. Also, follow us on the gram. Like the gram. And tell us what items maybe we missed on the Happy Meal list. I do smell a part 2 probably coming in the not so distant future. And I think we've been kind of kicking around the idea of maybe talking about other items from other places like KFC. I don't ever really remember Wendy's having any toys, but Taco Bell did, and definitely Burger King because there's some pretty famous items from there.
Yeah, I think between McDonald's and Burger King, they kind of went back and forth of who had the better toys. And I think Burger King, to me, had some of the, like, bigger franchises at times, but McDonald's just had like hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, and the functionality of their toys over Burger King's were way better. Like, you would get like some piece of junk toy from Burger King.
Yeah.
Compared to like McDonald's where it was like kind of thought after. Like, they like took some thought and time into it compared to like Burger King, where I think Burger King sometimes kind of half-assed it, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean that's Burger King's MO, so, right?
I mean, it kind of is, except for Pokemon, but we'll get in that discussion some other time.
To be continued.
To be continued. So there you have it, the top McDonald's Happy Meal items of the 90s. Like I said, follow us on the gram, follow us on Twitter at Side of Fries Podcast. Give us a 5-star review, subscribe, and like on the Spotify or Apple Podcast, Google Play, all those. And there you go. You know, man.